Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we interact with others face-to-face, we exhibit different levels of comfort or even discomfort with eye contact. As the University of Reading's assistant professor of psychology, Bhishma Chakrabarty, explains, such interaction may be heavily influenced by a single gene.
Though we all depend on reading people's faces, each of us sees others' faces a bit differently. Some of us may gaze deeply into another's eyes, while others seem more reserved. At one end of this spectrum are people with autism spectrum conditions who look less at other people's faces and have trouble understanding other people's feelings. In our recent research, we found that there were genetic differences in how long people looked at happy faces. In particular, we looked at variation within one gene, the cannabinoid receptor, CNR1 gene, and found that depending on which variation a person was carrying, he or she would be looking at a happy face for longer or shorter amount of time. Of course, the first question is, why this particular gene? The CNR1 gene is involved in the brain's reward circuitry. As happy faces are signals of social reward, we expected that variation in this gene might underlie how long people looked at happy faces. In previous research using functional MRI, we found that these variations in the CNR1 gene were associated with different levels of activity in the brain regions involved in reward processing in response to happy faces. In the current study, we analyzed the DNA from a new sample of volunteers who were tested using a gaze tracker for how long they looked at video clips of facial expressions of emotion. We found that certain CNR1 variations were associated with a longer gaze at happy but not disgust faces. We find this particularly interesting as this is the first study to show that how much we gaze at faces is influenced by our genetic makeup. If replicated, it has profound implications for our understanding of the drive to socialize and, in turn, the atypical use of gaze in autism.
That was the University of Reading's Bhishma Chakrabarty. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Smiling faces, show no traces.